WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Syria ceasefire. Syria airstrikes. I'm Christopher Cruz. Turkey and Russia have reportedly reached an agreement on terms for a ceasefire plan for all of Syria. Representatives from the two countries are now working to put the ceasefire in place sometime today. And at least 22 civilians have been killed, among them 10 children, in airstrikes by unidentified aircraft in Syria's Deir Ezzor province today. President Obama has called Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's visit to Pearl Harbor on Tuesday an historic gesture that shows the power of reconciliation. Reconciliation, that is. Athena Jones is at the base.
The Japanese Prime Minister offering his sincere and everlasting condolences to the souls of those who lost their lives here, but not offering an apology for the actions his nation took here 75 years ago. But it's important to note that President Obama, speaking at Hiroshima in May, also declined to offer an apology for the U.S. action there, the dropping of the atomic bomb.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A magnitude 5.7 earthquake has hit near Hawthorne in western Nevada near the California border. Shaking is being felt in both states, and there are aftershocks in the 3 range. North Korea is continuing its progress toward developing nuclear weapons. Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr.
The North Koreans have been testing missiles. They've been conducting underground nuclear tests. They're doing everything they can to get there.
A top North Korean diplomat who recently defected to South Korea says the North wants to have a nuke by the end of 2017. The world knew her as Princess Leia, but Carrie Fisher was also a talented, even gifted writer. She died Tuesday at age 60, 4 days after having a massive heart attack on a flight from London to Los Angeles. UPS anticipating a busy National Returns Day. It says it expects to return 1.3 million packages to retailers on January 5th. The Dow closed up 11 points Tuesday. I'm Christopher Cruz.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. An Upper Marlboro man is facing first-degree murder charges in the death of a popular D.C. yoga teacher and actress who disappeared on Christmas Day. 29-year-old Adrian Johnson was arrested after the body of 46-year-old Tricia McCauley was found in her car in the overnight hours yesterday. Authorities say McCauley had been strangled. Well, Christmas is over, so is it time to get rid of your Christmas tree?
If you have a real tree, now is the time to take it down and get it out of your house, according to Pete Perringer with Montgomery County Fire.
Statistically, the days right around Christmas and through January 5th are some of the most dangerous.
You can put it on the curb in Montgomery and Prince George's counties.
Place them curbside by 6:30 a.m. on their regularly scheduled yard waste collection day.
In Fairfax County, you can put it on the curb too, but not until New Year's Day. Loudoun County residents have to drop trees off at designated spots. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Nature lovers rejoice. All of Virginia's 37 state parks will be offering free admission on New Year's Day.
The idea is that everybody gets out on the very first day of the year to turn over a new leaf for a healthy lifestyle, or just to walk off some calories from the holidays.
Virginia State Park spokeswoman Nancy Heltman says park visitors will also get souvenir bumper stickers as part of the National First Day Hikes initiative. And starting Sunday in Maryland, you can apply online to buy a regulated firearm. Right now, gun buyers have to fill out paperwork by hand and submit it through a gun dealer or state police barracks. Offering an online option, officials say, will not only be more convenient for gun buyers, but should also eliminate some legibility issues and reduce data entry errors. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,945, the NASDAQ at 54.87. Sports, the Terps beat Illinois to open their Big Ten schedule. Howard loses. NHL, the Caps fall to the Islanders. NBA, the Wizards host the Pacers tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Stores. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Bill. This early hour, not too bad. The inner loop of the Capitol Beltway between Pennsylvania Avenue and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, about a 16-minute trip. The outer loop between Route 4 and Route 50, about 10. In Virginia, 95 northbound from the Occoquan River Bridge to the Beltway, it's about a 12-minute trip. The George Washington Parkway southbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, 14 minutes. 270 southbound from 121 to the Beltway is more like about 20 or 21. And keep in mind some construction, the Indian Head Highway, Route 210. In both directions, the right lane is closed from Bryan Point Road to Whistling Wood Court because of some construction, and it will be like that until further notice. This report brought to you by the American Red Cross. You know, your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of sunshine today, 47. Tonight, down near 36, at least in and around the Beltway, there might be some mixed precipitation late, especially west and north, but then all rain, and then rain ending early tomorrow, some sun later, 49 and a little breezy. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Dumfries, 38 in Germantown, 46 degrees in Washington. Some seventh graders chant, "Build a wall," at some Latino classmates, and it goes viral. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
It's 5:07. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. And away we go. Was that too loud? Was that too excited? Was that too happy? It's morning time, man. Let's get going. Coming up this morning at 7:05, the cultural editor of HeatStreet.com, Emily Zanotti, on the passing of Carrie Fisher. In fact, we're about to talk about that in a moment, but as usual, our special little angle on it. Also coming up at 7:35, Joe Concha, the media reporter from The Hill, on Trump's relationship with the press moving forward. 8:05, former Navy SEAL Carl Higbee on the military coming up this year, and what our men and women overseas are going to be facing with the new commander-in-chief. And then at 8:35, look at that, Sheriff David Clark on these latest spate of urban crime. It is definitely 5:08 in the morning. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Jesse J. Dobbs sitting in for Brian Wilson. Good morning, Jesse J.
Good morning, motivator. So glad you're joining us this early.
Let's get right to it. People shocked yesterday at the sudden passing of Carrie Fisher. And you think about it, Carrie Fisher had a long career in Hollywood. She was born of Debbie Reynolds and Eddie Fisher. She was Hollywood royalty. She was an accomplished author with her semi-autographical book, Postcards from the Edge, then becoming a major motion picture. She was very public in her fights with alcohol abuse and other substance abuse and talking about what it was like in those days to be Princess Leia and be a film icon at a very young age.
Very young.
All of those things, big part of her life, big part of her legacy, but it all boils down to that music, that movie, that role, that hairdo, that costume. She will always, from that moment in 1977 when she hit the screens and everybody saw her of all ages, all sexes in our culture, we saw her as Princess Leia. She would always be Princess Leia. That's an enormous amount of pressure to put on somebody. And she had to deal with it, and she did deal with it, and sadly, she passed away at a young age, and doubly sad, poor Debbie Reynolds, still with us, has to see the loss of her daughter, which was a horrible thing for her to deal with as well. So everybody's throwing out their remembrances of Carrie Fisher. Everybody's, you know, this is the age where you've got to give your hot take immediately. You've got to go to Facebook. You've got to go to Twitter. You've got to give your personal, Carrie Fisher's dead, but here's my specific feeling about it. It's really about what I believe.
About me.
And so Steve Martin, who is an incredibly witty and sensitive guy, and it seems to be a good guy, He goes to Twitter, and he tweeted out this statement. And I'll read it verbatim. It's actually been deleted, but there are screen saves of it. And it got deleted because it was controversial. Are you ready for Steve Martin's controversial tribute yes. to Carrie Fisher? Here's what he said. When I was a young man, Carrie Fisher was the most beautiful creature I had ever seen. She turned out to be witty and bright as well. That's it. And that's kind of nice, right?
It was loving.
No, you're wrong, Jesse Jane Duff. It was misogynistic and sexist and evil. He got absolutely destroyed in the media, in Twitter, by a writer. This is a writer over at New York Magazine. Steve Martin, this is not how you pay tribute to Carrie Fisher. Basically saying that you're going against what Carrie Fisher spoke out against. She hated the fact that she was seen as a sex symbol. She hated the fact that people talked about how beautiful she was. She wanted to be seen for more than that. All right. Listen, ladies, I know you're there. It's 5 a.m. You're probably still dealing with the Christmas mess in your house or getting ready for your New Year resolution.
Or just trying to drink a cup of coffee.
Jesse, I want to get your take on this, yes. but I'd love to hear from you as well, ladies. Do you want people to, the first thing that they say about you, either if they're, you know, God forbid, remembering you after your passing, or if you know, somebody said, hey, tell me something about Jane from Waldorf. The first thing they say is, oh, well, she's a beautiful woman. And, oh, she's also smart. And she's also, is that a problem?
It's so tragic.
Is that really a problem? 888-630-9625. And, men, have you been chastised for this? I know I was. When I used to refer to my daughters as my beautiful daughters, people would chastise me. Don't make them think that all you care about is their looks. Is that really a problem? And do you think that Steve Martin was out of bounds with this, or would you like to defend the man with the arrow through his head? 888-630-WMAL. All right, you're a lady. Pop in here.
Thank God, I'm a lady.
Is it a problem?
I'm proud of that.
If someone said, hey, tell me about Jesse Jane Duff, and I said, well, she's a beautiful woman. She's, you know, good Marine. You know, she's got.
I think it's fabulous when men say compliments to women. And when we get to a society, when we're in a place now where men can no longer compliment women, that the
we're
first
getting attacked
people,
for complimenting
the
women.
The first people who are going to suffer for it are the women. Because, women out there cannot deny a compliment soars our personality. Our self-esteem. I mean, the last thing a woman wants to be called is ugly, whether it be physically, mentally, morally, however. The fact is that he paid a kind words, and I wish he hadn't deleted the tweet. I wish he had just kept it up and said, you know, to hell with all the rest of you, because the fact is, she was a beautiful person, and that means a lot in so many ways. It encompasses many things. But, you know, the only women who resent that are the women who are not attractive and evil in their hearts and running around eating leaves and bark and live off in the woods and feel. I want to claim that personal appearance doesn't matter, and we're lucky if they use deodorant. You know, outside of that, I think any woman who feels that is an insult is in denial. Then don't get a manicure, don't get your hair done, don't wear makeup, don't wear nice clothes. Just stop. Give up. Go to work in your pajamas.
All right, let me be devil's advocate on this, because first of all, I agree with you.
You are a great devil's advocate.
Well, and I'm not. Let me rephrase. I'm not going to be devil's advocate, but let me just try to see it from this perspective. If somebody were to describe me as a talk radio host, you know, somebody were to say, well, tell me about Larry O'Connor, and the first words out of their mouth was, Larry O'Connor, talk radio host? Well, he's tall. He's tall, and he does have brown hair.
But
beautiful
encompasses more than just appearance. And with women, it is a widely associated word to mean many things, and it is a huge compliment. If we dissect that word to a point where it's an insult.
Hold on. He said, when I was a young man, Carrie Fisher was the most beautiful creature I had ever seen.
And that is so. That's powerful.
Cruz in Alexandria, you are first up on WMAL. Do you agree that this was inappropriate to immediately remember Carrie Fisher because she was beautiful?
Absolutely not. I mean, I would agree. Carrie Fisher for me personally was probably the most beautiful woman I ever saw at that age as well when I was a young boy. I think. Yeah, beautiful encompasses everything, the personality, the tenure of the person, the looks and all that. It kind of brings it all together. But I would also say that in a business sense, you know, we have educated women at my business, very well educated. They do well, and some of them are attractive and when I have male coworkers, that the first thing they say is, "Oh, she's pretty, she's hot," and I'm like looking at him like, "Man, you can't go there first." You know, you can say that she's a hard worker, she's smart, she does this, and then maybe you can say, "By the way, she's not, you know, she's easy on the eyes."
Right, that's a great point, Cruz. This is in a professional setting. If you're saying, okay, well, we've narrowed the hiring down to three candidates, and let me tell you, so this first one,
she's hot.
She's really hot.
Martin didn't say that. No. We've got to keep this in context. The woman, let her rest in peace, was paid a beautiful tribute. Again, I use the word beautiful. It means so many things. And in this context, he was basically saying, I admired her. She just struck me. She hit my soul. She hit my heart from the moment I saw her.
Women, is it a problem if your husband introduces you as, hey, this is my beautiful wife, instead of my smart wife, my accomplished wife, my witty wife, my graceful wife?
If I'm introduced
wife,
as my the smart wife, is, I'll be like, yeah, oh boy.
Here's my really, really well-read wife. Do you have a problem with that? Is that really an issue? And also, how would you like to be remembered? You know, do you ever think about that? If people are going to remember you in 140 characters on Twitter, what would you want it to say? Because people are annoyed at how Steve Martin remembered Carrie Fisher. We want to hear from you. 888-630-WMAL. It's 515 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5. Art Andrews, the beautiful Art Andrews, is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thanks, Mark. I just want to be remembered, period.
Period, yes.
Yes, that's it. Well, we have one accident to report. It's in Anne Arundel County. It's in Lothian. It's Route 408 Mount Zion, Marlboro Road at 259 Greenlock Road, so be careful there. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound from Savage Road to the Beltway, it's about a 12-minute commute. 95 southbound from the 32 Tunks Freeway to the Beltway, it's a 10-minute trip as well. In Virginia, 95 southbound from the Occoquan River Bridge to Triangle, the same thing, 10 minutes. The Beltway's outer loop between the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and the Pennsylvania Avenue area, about a 13-minute commute. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny skies today, high of 47 degrees. That's it. Basic sunny skies, high of 47. Now tonight, it gets a little more complicated. We'll have clear skies this evening, but then we'll have cloudy skies and rain overnight. Some mixed with, are you ready for it? Winter precipitation in the north and west of us. In other words, we might get some wet snow coming down with some of that rain overnight. Now, the overnight low here in the nation's capital is 36 degrees, but that means out in Loudoun County, Frederick County, Fauquier County, parts of western Montgomery County, it'll be below freezing. So look out. You might wake up to some rain tomorrow. But then it will turn into rain by early morning, and then tomorrow we'll have some sun in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high will get up to 49. So even if we do have some of that winter precipitation overnight, it's not going to stick. Right now it's 46 degrees, 518 on WMAO.
Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today.
You served my father in the Clone Wars. Now he begs you to help him in his struggle against the Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. I have placed information vital to the survival of the rebellion into the memory systems of the Zar-2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see this droid safely delivered to him on Alderaan. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
And at that moment, Luke Skywalker saw the holographic image of one Carrie Fisher as Princess Leia. And what did she say? What did he say when he saw the image? Wow, what an articulate and intelligent princess that is. Oh, he said, well, she's beautiful. And he was immediately taken by, well, the woman who ended up being his sister, actually. Spoiler alert.
Thanks, Larry.
But let's face it, her appearance was enormously important. She was a Hollywood actress, for God's sake. And she had some pretty beautiful parents, too. That's why she got the gig. That's why she was remembered. That's why she had an impact. And yet Steve Martin's getting criticized because he immediately tweeted that, and I'll repeat it again, when I was a young man, Carrie Fisher was the most beautiful creature I had ever seen. She turned out to be witty and bright as well. By the way, there's also, I mean, he's in that little phrase right there, in that little collection of words, he has taken us through a journey. When I was young and I first saw her, I was mesmerized by her beauty. Then I learned, my God, she's not only beautiful, she is witty and bright and intelligent as well. What more profoundly wonderful tribute you can give to somebody who's passed away, and he's getting criticized because he led with her appearance.
He should have left the tweet up. He knows in his gut he said nothing wrong, and sometimes you've got to stand up to bullies, and Twitter bullies are the most absurd of them all.
I understand why he took it down, though. I do. Because he's a sensitive guy. The intent of the tweet was to give a loving tribute to this person, and if the way he did it ended up angering people, he's like, oh my God, the last thing I wanted to... I disagree with why you're angry, but if I angered you, I don't want to... Because he doesn't want
that.
That's true. And I get that. Alice, driving in on I-270, wants to chime in here. What do you think of this controversy, Alice?
Well, I personally love it when people comment, I'm pretty, I'm beautiful. My dad would say, don't say somebody looks beautiful. They are beautiful. I see nothing wrong with it. I don't think he should have taken the tweet down. Now, your comparison as far as saying, you know, you wouldn't want somebody to say you're tall. Well, it would be you're handsome, not you're tall.
He is handsome.
And I just feel like the world's gone nuts. You can't say anything anymore.
So listen, I have no problem with anyone saying that I'm handsome, all right? But if somebody would say, so tell us, what kind of radio host is Larry O'Connor? Well, he looks good. Now, I mean...
You have a face for radio.
Exactly.
That's considered an insult.
The first thing said about you after you've died, commenting on you being a radio host?
That's true.
About your personal life or something else in your life? I mean, to me... I wouldn't want somebody to say, I'm a nurse. I wouldn't want somebody to say, well, she was a great nurse, you know?
Right.
I mean, I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, I'm a wife, you know? Those things are much more important to me.
All right, but Alice, let's just be clear on something. You are pretty hot, right?
No.
Yeah, you got the nurse uniform going. I mean, the whole thing.
If somebody says I'm hot, I do not take offense to that. You know, I
all
just,
right. Thank God.
I don't know. And I applaud Steve Martin for what he said, and I do not think he should have taken it down.
All right, Alice. Thank you for chiming in on it. I do appreciate it. And thank you for waking up early and getting out there and getting it done as a nurse. We need you. It's 522 on WMAO.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit.
Don't forget about this year's unused flex spending dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 866-487-9600 or visit smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000, $20,000, even $30,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-7111. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-7111. That's 1-800-700-7111.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk with a special offer from the Roselle Center for Healing. Give the gift of health this holiday. A complete health and wellness assessment, including visits, diagnostics, screenings, and exams, all valued over $400 for just $125. Reach your goals of optimal health and wellness in 2017. Visit RoselleCare.com and click on Holiday Special to learn more and purchase. That's RoselleCare.com. Happy holidays from the Roselle Center for Healing.
525 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, the lovely and talented Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yes, indeed. Good morning, Jesse. Good morning, Larry. You see ladies first here. In Burke, there's an accident on Rolling Road right after Burke Lake Road. Injuries are reported. Police are on the scene. In Anne Arundel County, Lothian, Route 408 right after 259. There is a crash there as well. The inner loop of the Beltway between Pennsylvania Avenue and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, a 17-minute commute. The outer loop from 66 to 95, 395, about 11 or 12 minutes. This report brought to you by the American Red Cross. You know, your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of sunshine today, 47. Tonight, down near 36, at least in and around the Beltway, there might be some mixed precipitation late, especially west and north, but then all rain, and then rain ending early tomorrow, some sun later, 49 and a little breezy. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
46 degrees right now at 526. And we're still reeling from the sudden news that Carrie Fisher, of course, the woman who originated the role of Princess Leia in the Star Wars films, and in fact, it's not a spoiler, she does appear in Rogue One, by the way, briefly, died yesterday suddenly, and people are still dealing with it, and people are very upset at the way Steve Martin remembered her, starting with the fact that she was beautiful. You know, he tweeted out, "When I was a young man, Carrie Fisher was the most beautiful creature I'd ever seen. She turned out to be witty and bright as well," and people said, "How dare you define her by her appearance?" Tom in Hagerstown, you're next up on WMAL. Hello, Tom.
Hey, yeah, I just think it's silly. I mean, I've been married 28 plus years. I met my wife in high school, and the very first thing, nickname that came up with her was beautiful. And it meant everything, not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do know what you mean. And by the way, even if Steve Martin did just mean her appearance, she was a Hollywood actress. I mean, are we thinking she would have gotten the job if she weren't as beautiful as she was? I mean, it's just the reality, isn't it?
Absolutely. She actually radiated in a way that made a lot of women feel empowered. So, you know, when you're talking about beauty, it also means that women were impacted in a positive way. She was one of the first, like, superheroes for the space age. And a lot of women today are benefiting from that.
Agreed. Her impact on our culture and on young women was profound. We're going to take this up again later this morning. 705, Emily Zanotti, who is the pop culture editor at HeatStreet.com. She wrote about this yesterday. She'll be our guest. It is 528.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. To try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-300-9209. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. If you have a CPAP device, you already have the prescription needed for Transcend. So don't wait. Guarantee your 10-night in-home trial by being one of the first 100 people to call 1-800-300-9209. That's 1-800-300-9209.
Suspicious packages at the Trump Tower shuts down operations there. We'll tell you about it. And talk about suspicious packages. Clinton email update coming next. Nothing suspicious about what happened with her email server, and a judge wants to get to the bottom of it.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A recent defector from North Korea says Kim Jong-un plans to have a nuclear weapon by the end of 2017.
What he's saying is that Kim Jong-un, as long as he's in power, North Korea will never, ever give up its nuclear weapons. I'm quoting now. And he also said that you could offer North Korea $1 million or $10 trillion. They will not give them up.
Correspondent Simon Mosen. Actress Carrie Fisher is being remembered today for her sharp sense of humor and emotional bravery, as those that were closest to her mourn her death yesterday.
Fisher was born in Beverly Hills. Mother, actress Debbie Reynolds. Father, singer Eddie Fisher.
I was primarily brought up by my mother, but I saw my father.
Fisher poked fun at the absurdities of showbiz life and all manner of self-medication, including taking pills to control her emotions. Fisher spoke about being bipolar and often turned pain into humor, also writing, wishful drinking, and shockaholic.
Correspondent Paul Verkamen. A 29-year-old Upper Marlboro man is facing first-degree murder charges as D.C. police say he's the one who killed a popular yoga teacher and actress. The body of 46-year-old Tricia McCauley was found in the early morning hours yesterday. A short time later, police arrested Adrian Johnson. An autopsy reveals McCauley died from asphyxia from being strangled. Starting Sunday, you can apply to buy a regulated firearm in Maryland online. Currently, buyers have to fill out paperwork by hand and bring it to a gun dealer or a state police barracks. Authorities say online applications will increase the ease and efficiency of the process. Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 19,945, the Nasdaq at 5487. Sports, the Caps lose to the Islanders. College basketball, Maryland wins, Howard loses. College football in Annapolis, Wake Forest beats heavily favored Temple in the Military Bowl. NBA, the Wizards host the Pacers tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
The domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell has been the partner men can count on for over 25 years. Hello, my name's Joe Cordell. Over those years, tens of thousands of guys across America and now in the UK have turned to Cordell & Cordell when everything was on the line. We're proud of that expression of trust, but we know the responsibility that comes with it. Our tremendous growth is the result of our tremendous commitment, to a core set of values and an obsession with client care. If we ever lose that focus, we'll cease to be the partner that guys will count on. We get that. So you can be sure that our focus over the next 25 years will stay on those values that got us where we are and that our clients have come to expect.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a man over 40 who can't stay in shape, it's not your fault. Your body has less free testosterone, and that can put any guy in a slump, even a Hall of Fame slugger like Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
After I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's stamina product, powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424.
Thanks to Nugenix, I'm really getting after it again.
With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. Get your complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424. That's G-E-T to 42424.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. The inner loop of the Beltway right near the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Be careful. There's a crash. Police are en route in Burke Rolling Road after Burke Lake Road. A crash here. Injuries reported in Anne Arundel County, Route 408 at Route 259. A collision and 95 northbound between Dale City and the Beltway in Virginia. It's a 15-minute trip. No mass transit issues so far. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue with sunshine in the forecast for the morning. Dry drive in, dry drive home. 47. Tonight, near 36. Some spots might see some frozen precipitation, some sleet or wet snow, west and north especially, before it quickly changes to rain tomorrow. Then rain ends early. Some sun in the afternoon. 49. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 44 in Burke, 45 in Kensington, 45 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It's 536. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry because you like to get your day started with everything you need to know. And to that end, at 7:05, Emily Zanotti, Pope Culture Editor for HeatStreet.com, will give us her reflections on the impact of Carrie Fisher. At 7:35, Joe Concha, media reporter for The Hill, on the new Trump administration's relationship with the press. 8:05, Navy SEAL Carl Higbee about what the military has in store under their new commander-in-chief. And then at 8:35, David Clark, the sheriff over there in Milwaukee County. You see him on Fox News all the time. We'll get his take on this rush of urban crime and these malls and brawls that we're seeing. What can be done? I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Jesse J. Duff, Gunnery Sergeant, United States Marine Corps, retired, sitting in for Brian Wilson, who, by the way, was not a gunnery sergeant in the United States Marine Corps.
No, you had to bring in the real forces this time.
Yeah, that's fine. You do a fine job sitting in for Brian. It's good to have you, Jesse.
Thank you. Good morning.
So let's focus on a story that we have been covering since the second it hit, and the story is not going away, no matter what the election results were in November 8th, and that has to do with Hillary Clinton and her private email server.
Yeah, private. How private is it?
Non-government email server. And it is kind of ironic to have the Democrats so upset about Russian hacking when they were just fine making excuses for their Secretary of State having the most vulnerable server to Russian hackers that one can imagine.
Right, that's not the problem for them. The problem is that the Russians got a hold of it.
Well, listen, a lot of people debating whether Donald Trump and, by extension, Attorney General Sessions should continue pursuing the FBI investigation and criminal charges against Hillary Clinton for the email server, as well as her relationship with the Clinton Foundation when Secretary of State. Mm-hmm. We can debate that until we're blue in the face, but people keep forgetting that there is a civil case going on right now, continues to go on, against the State Department, against Hillary Clinton. Several of them, all spearheaded by a frequent guest on this program, Tom Fitton and his group, Judicial Watch, as well as another group called Cause of Action. Because, see, they put in FOIA requests for Hillary Clinton's emails. You and I, Jesse Jane, Mike McKay, our fantastic board operator here, at any given moment, any private United States citizen at any given moment can go to any government agency in the federal government and say, hey, freedom of information, you're doing my work, I'm paying for it, I would like to get this information. And unless it's classified or top secret, which of course Hillary Clinton's emails weren't classified or top secret, right? She didn't send or receive any
secret
information.
She was under delusion.
Unless it's classified for one reason or another, or it's protected under executive privilege in the White House, you can see those emails. And when Judicial Watch and other nonprofit organizations in town and other private citizens and reporters put in FOIA requests for Hillary Clinton's emails. It's amazing. They kept coming up dry. Don't have any.
Yeah, right, right. And Judicial Watch is, God bless them, they have the tenacity of a lion that hasn't eaten for a week, because they will go after this relentlessly, as they should. They're representing the American people. They're representing justice. The fact is that the Democrats want to blame Russia for something that was so egregious that they've not nominated somebody that was under FBI investigation. They seem to keep missing that key point.
Well, when the email server revelation came forward, and the people at Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton, saw, so this is why we weren't getting any emails, because she'd had it on her own email account, which is against government rules.
Mm-hmm.
They actually sued an actual civil case. Forget about, you know, wanting to get the emails. Now he wants, the Judicial Watch wants to utilize the judicial system to punish the State Department for this. Now, back in January of last year, January of 2016, when the State Department had shown the court and the judicial system that they had put in a systematic process to release these emails, you know how we were getting them every few weeks over the course of this year, the judge who was overseeing this lawsuit dismissed it. Said, okay, they're making good. They're releasing it all now, so we dismiss the lawsuit. Well, in a U.S. Court of Appeals yesterday for the District of Columbia just now reversed that decision. Judge Stephen Williams ruled in favor of Judicial Watch, and in his decision said that the State Department and National Archives, even though they had been told that they had put a sustained effort to recover the emails in place back in January, in this ruling said that wasn't enough. And I'm quoting now, the department has not explained why shaking the tree harder by following the statutory mandate to seek action by the Attorney General might not bear more email still, absent a showing that the requested enforcement action could not shake loose a few more emails. The case is not moot. In other words, the fact that the only reason they stepped up and said, okay, we'll release these emails, was because they got sued. Well, that proves that they were withholding
hiding.
These emails,
they
and they should be punished.
And the State Department has a long history of nefarious activity. They have been proven by their own inspector general to not have good security measures in place. Anybody who's worked with the federal government, not even clear, just a public trust, so to speak, understands what security measures are taken, that all your emails considered government property, period. And for you to go outside of the server and start transmitting government information, now, by default, is now government property.
Well, let's be clear. This decision makes no comment or no judgment on whether there was top secret or classified information, which is a very important issue. But I've been saying from the beginning that that's a secondary issue. The primary issue is they defied the law.
Absolutely.
They defied the law with regard to the handling of set aside classified information, handling of government property,
period.
As you just said, government emails. They defied the law, and they defied the law for a very clear reason. So they could avoid the transparency laws that were in place since the Nixon administration.
They knew they had something to hide. They were doing on behalf of the Clinton Foundation while they were there. Cheryl Mills was overseeing all of Bill Clinton's speeches that had to go through the State Department to get approval. I mean, there's so much evidence of, or at least there should be a lot of, what is it they say, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, looks like a duck, it's a duck. There is so much circumstantial evidence that we're seeing on the outside that you know that there's something there. We know it.
Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton issued a statement. I'll read it for you. The court seemed to be fed up with the Obama administration's, and let me pause for a moment there. It's very clear to keep going back to that. This is the Obama administration. This isn't just Hillary Clinton and her campaign team. This is not just the State Department. It all falls under the heading of the Obama administration. This was the all allowed under President Obama, and it was the tone that was set by President Obama from the beginning, that they are beyond the law. They can do things like this. So when we're writing the legacy of this president, don't believe all of those pundits who will go on TV and say, well, it was a scandal-free presidency.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't get me started.
People will throw things at their television if they hear that.
The court seemed to be fed up with the Obama administration's refusal to enforce the rule of law on the Clinton emails. Today's appeals court ruling rejects the Obama State Department's excuses, justifying its failure to ask the Attorney General, as the law requires, to pursue the recovery of the Clinton emails. This ruling means that the Trump Justice Department will have to decide if it wants to really enforce the rule of law and try to retrieve all the emails Clinton and her aides unlawfully took with them when they left the State Department. So, ball is in the Trump Justice Department's court, but regardless of what they do, Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch and their civil suit continues to go forward. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama may actually legitimately see some sort of justice
exactly.
in all of this. And the American people will as well. It's 5:44 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. And well, it's time. Time for me to get on a plan. You know, I'm 6'1". At my highest, a couple of months ago, I was almost 250 pounds. I need a plan. This is going to be the last year that losing weight will be on my New Year's resolutions. I joined EMP 180 Weight Loss. I did my research. I vetted them. I sat down with them and I talked. They talked. I listened. They listened. EMP 180 Weight Loss weighed me in, did my body composition. EMP 180 Weight Loss is short for Empower. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. EMP 180 Weight Loss. If you have weight to lose, I'm urging you to do what I'm doing. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss. Get it on your calendar and start the biggest change of your life today. EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. EMP180weightloss.com or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today. 545 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, there's an accident on the interloop of the Beltway just as you come up on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Police are on the scene. Another crash, this one in Burke Rolling Road after Burke Lake Road. Injuries reported here. And in Lothian in Anne Arundel County, a crash 408 Mount Zion Marlboro Road at Greenock Road. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue with sunshine in the forecast for the morning. Dry drive in, dry drive home, 47. Tonight, near 36. Some spots might see some frozen precipitation, some sleet or wet snow, west and north especially, before it quickly changes to rain tomorrow. Then rain ends early, some sun in the afternoon, 49. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 46 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Taco Bell.
Having one of those mornings where it feels like you've already had a morning before morning even starts? You need a breakfast crunch wrap from Taco Bell. Eggs, bacon, melty cheddar cheese, and a full hash brown all wrapped up. If you've had a morning before your morning, let Taco Bell make you breakfast.
You know, Trump Tower seems to be ground zero in the American political universe these days as people continue to do the pilgrimage to... This is a pilgrimage. They want a gig, man. They want to work for the Trump administration.
It's a pilgrimage. It's the Mecca in New York City.
And they're operating out of there. You know, all of the people, Ryan Priebus, Sean Spicer, Steve Bannon, Kellyanne Conway, they all have offices up there in Trump Tower. It's The Apprentice.
It is.
And they're getting the job done for the transition, and they still have another 24 days to go, 23 days to go until the swearing in.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, 23 days left in the Obama presidency.
And he's doing everything to remind us that he's still the president of the United States.
But yesterday at Trump Tower, there was a brief pause in operations as the building needed to be evacuated briefly because there was a suspicious package found in the lobby. It is, the building is not as locked down as you might imagine. I mean, the commerce still has to go on.
Mm-hmm.
And despite the fact that President-elect and all of his operations are up there on the, 30 or 40 or 50th floor, there's kind of like a mall shopping center in the lobby of this Trump mm-hmm. Tower building, mm-hmm. People's offices. So people are free to go in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was noticed that there was this package sitting just in the lobby on the marble floor right in front of the elevators where everybody goes in and out, and people freaked out about it. Security freaked out. New York Police Department freaked out. And so they cleared it and everything. It was near the entrance to the Nike Town store. Bomb squad comes in.
Oh goodness.
And what was it?
Teddy bears and choo-choo trains. It was toys.
Somebody had been... They were returning presents or something after Christmas.
They have just, opened the bag and looked in it, but...
Well, no, actually, not these days. Not when the Secret Service is involved. Not when opening the package could trigger an explosive device that upends the democratic process.
Yeah,
I wonder if they're letting Pence... Pence should not be working out of that office, too. You know, the two of them...
They cannot work together.
Right? They can't. I think Pence is heading up operations down here here in D.C., isn't he?
I believe he is. Sure.
I believe he has a temporary space over there in Northwest. So anyway, that was yesterday's story. Everybody was a little freaked out about it, but it did end up being just a bag of toys that people out shopping and, you know, what?
They probably
has this happened to you? Have you left a shopping bag somewhere?
Right. I've left stuff all over this planet. You know, I dare to say that somebody's going to come up and say, we found your phone from 6 years ago in the bathroom.
Sean Spicer tweeted out at 5:48, back to work here at Trump Tower after a false alarm. Thanks, NYPD. NYPD is doing yeoman's work there in dealing with the traffic issues,
that's
the protests, the congestion.
It really is.
You can't even drive near there. I'll tell you, as a person who spends a lot of time in New York and continues to spend a lot of time in New York, the worst thing is when you are in New York when the president is visiting, and usually they're visiting for the UN or they're visiting
for some kind of
show or fundraiser. Barack Obama took Michelle up for a date now and again, and they would go see a show, and the whole dang city shuts down, and of course New York is already congested.
What about here when they cannot take their helicopter to get them where they need to go, the Marine One?
Right.
They have to drive, and we are crippled, paralyzed.
But we've become kind of used to it because let me put it this way. That's the bargain you make. When you live and work in Washington, you know that this is going to be part of your life. This is going to be part of your routine. New Yorkers didn't make that deal. And now they've got a president-elect sitting there right in Midtown.
In the middle of Manhattan with its congested issues.
On Fifth Avenue during the Christmas season, leading into New Year's, and this stuff is going on, and they're dealing with it, but they're not completely pleased about it.
They won his headquarters somewhere else.
Here now is the one and only Rush Limbaugh to get you going on this Wednesday morning.
In April, a Democrat governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, known publicly here as the Punk, took a page out of the Obama handbook. Without consulting the state legislature, he decided to make new law. With a stroke of his pen, McAuliffe restored voting rights to convicted criminals in his state, adding 200,000 felons to the Democrat voter rolls. The results still unfolding. Last week, it was discovered that the new voters include many sex offenders who've completed their sentences but are too dangerous to release. After a civil hearing, the sex offenders in question are held at the Virginia Center for Behavioral Rehab. The director of the facility said that 176 sex offenders meet the governor's criteria to have their voting rights restored. Now, when this news hit, McAuliffe sent out his spokeswoman to muddy the waters. Christina Knuckles said that McAuliffe's executive order doesn't cover these sex offenders. She claimed it specifically excludes people who are under any form of supervised release and that none of them had their rights restored. It's all just partisan misinformation and hysteria, she says. So even though the sex offenders are back on the voting rolls, they're not, according to McAuliffe, former Clinton insider, with a long track record of dubious under-the-table dealings. Now, this much can't be disputed. The criminal class has a political champion. It is the Democrat Party, from Crooked Hillary all the way on down, or up, depending on your point of view.
Rush, noon to 3. Psst, listen to me. Now, on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a sure winner. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-605-8931. That's 800-605-8931. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-605-8931. That's 800-605-8931.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investor's kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of their most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 797979. That's INVESTOR to 797979. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Our next undergraduate session starts January 9th. Our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Larry. We just got word in that Route 50 westbound, there's going to be some road work at the Bay Bridge, so the right lane will be blocked for a while. We'll keep you posted on that. As for some travel times, the Beltway's inner loop between Pennsylvania Avenue and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, a 16-minute trip. The outer loop between the bridge and the Pennsylvania Avenue, a 12-minute time. In Burke, an accident rolling road after Burke Lake Road. Injuries are reported. Police are on the scene northbound on 270 from the Beltway to 121. It's a 20-minute trip, and the other way from 121 to the Beltway, it's about a 22-minute commute. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue with sunshine in the forecast in the morning. Dry drive in, dry drive home, 47. Tonight, near 36. Some spots might see some frozen precipitation, some sleet or wet snow, west and north especially, before it quickly changes to rain tomorrow. Then rain ends early, some sun in the afternoon, 49. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 46 degrees right now at 5:57.
Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and for years, you've heard me say that I'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station. Well, this year, in the spirit of the holidays, I've decided to prove it. If I can't meet or beat your same-day loan estimates on VA loans, I'll personally send you a crisp $100 bill as my gift to you. That's right. So if you think you're getting a great rate at another company, send me your same-day VA loan estimate, and if I can't meet or beat it, I'll give you $100. Rates are already moving up quickly, but it's not too late to get yourself some Christmas cash. At Cornerstone First, we also offer purchase loans, reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and conventional. This holiday season, let us give you the gift of knowing you got the best deal out there. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-500-9082.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-500-9082. That's 1-800-500-9082.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day.
What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-300-5633. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-300-5633. 1-800-300-5633.
Coming up, Trump administration apparently has ushered in consumer confidence levels that is highest since 2001. Why? Why are you so confident in our economy? Plus, this is the week where you decide to return a gift or re-gift a gift. Are you a re-gift